technical terms, what is a search index?
Yeah, so good question. So a search index allows a search engine to very quickly provide answers to your questions. And it basically consists of two things, a whole bunch of metadata, like things you want to show to the user, like a title of a page and a URL, obviously, because you want to go there, maybe a little snippet of information about the page or a nice picture. And then there's a data structure, which we call the inverted index, which is very much like the index in the back of a book. So for every word, we list the pages on the web that contain the word. And then if you have a question, we quickly look up those lists of document identifiers of where does this word occur, and then quickly get a first result of the best web pages for your search query. Yeah.
How difficult is it, or what do you need to build a search index?
Yeah, so it's not that hard to build a search engine, but what makes it a very big challenge for the web is that the web is huge, and the web has lots of good information, but also very bad information, right? So one of the challenges is to get all of the information. So in our project, we try to crawl a large part of the web, which means we have to download all of the pages, and that takes time, and it needs quite a bit of infrastructure also to run this and to store all the pages. And then there's a couple of different steps that are needed to build the final index that will be used by the search engine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How difficult is it to crawl the web? How long does it take to crawl the entire web, for example?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the entire web is not very well-defined thing, right? There is so many things on the web. So in the Open Web Search project, we try to collaboratively crawl the web. So there's different sites that crawl part of the web, and it's all coordinated by a fourth site that tries to keep track of the horizon. Where are we on the web? What did we see and what did we not see? And how fast you can crawl the web basically is determined by the number of machines you have. But we try to crawl the web politely, so not try to instantly get all the pages of a single website, but very politely try to not hammer websites. And it takes a while to crawl the web.
So tell us a bit more about the Open Web Search project, please. Who is involved and who does what?
So the Open Web Search project is a European project. It's paid by the European Union. And there's different sites that collaboratively try to make a search engine. And that's also one of our research questions, like, can we do this? Because if you're Google, you're doing everything yourself, and that means you're in control of everything. But we're trying to make a search engine more like people build cars, for instance. Like Toyota makes maybe the motor and the powertrain, but doesn't make the dashboard or the tires. And so there's different people. And your question was, who is involved? So currently, the web crawling is coordinated by University of Passau in Germany. Then there's several universities also in Germany that do pre-processing of data, things like language detection, spam filtering. And then here in Nijmegen, we built the actual index, this inverted index, like the index in the back of your book, that's used to speed up the search. In Austria, University of Graz is making a sort of demos search applications to show what we can do currently. There's a couple of data centers involved. One of them is CERN. They have a big data center for their Large Hadron Collider, but they will also use this to coordinate this crawling. And then there is data centers in the Czech Republic, IT4I, in Germany, LRZ, and in Finland, CSC, that provide the infrastructure. So when I I just said we make the index in Nijmegen in the Netherlands, but actually it's made on those data centers. Mm. Yeah.
And how is the project funded?
So this project is funded in the European Horizon project. So it's funded for 3 years, and the 3 years are now almost done. So we built a very large index that people can now use. It has about 10 billion pages. And now the question is, will someone take this up and actually build this new Google? Because that's out of our current budgets.
Because you won't continue working on it, will you?
We very much would like to continue working on this. And we will keep working on this even without funding, but it will be very slow. And we currently also try to get funding to make the next step. And also, yeah.
What would be the next step?
The next step, obviously, would be to make a real search engine with the index and the infrastructure that we have now. Because currently we build the infrastructure to build the index and to crawl the web. And we share the data. The data is available for research purposes and non-commercial purposes. But yeah, the next step would be to actually build a search engine that's a European search engine that people can use. Yeah.
Is there an example of institutions that use the existing search index?
There's quite a few institutions that use parts of the index for special things. We had a couple of third-party projects, and so as an example, there's small companies that, for instance, use only the Dutch data. There's also companies that use very specific things like geo-coordination data from the web index, for instance, the Nurina company that makes the smartphones, the European smartphones. Is using our data to improve a maps application, like as an alternative to Google Maps,
which I am using, by the way. But obviously there is. It seems surprising that the funding might not go on, given that a search engine is probably necessary, right?
It is. So currently, there's a lot of funding in the EU for what they call AI factories, because there's this whole idea that we also have to make large language models and stuff, which is maybe not that bad because we provide the data that can be used to make those large language models as well, we provide technology that might be used by search engines to create answers to questions.
But do you think the European Union hasn't noticed how important this project is?
I don't want to say bad things about the European Union. They supported us, and they got us very far with this, and we knew that it would only be for 3 years. And yeah, this is the life of a researcher. You have to get project by project. You can advance to your final goal, but it's often a bit of a struggle. So yes.
If we compare the range of pages you scan compared to Google, what's the order of magnitude?
Oh yeah, that's. So Google doesn't really disclose how big their index is. And it also depends, of course, a bit how you put pages in the index. Like, are you putting all the content in there or just a small and tiny detail? Like only the title, for instance, and the URL. But my guess it would be that we're maybe at maybe 10% of the Google index, that their index is in the hundreds of billion. And we're in the tens of billions, so I also would think that in the tens of billions is enough to make a reasonable search engine. Because there is also lots of things on the web you don't want in your